This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Doctors and public health officials hope formal federal approval of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine will help persuade people who have resisted inoculation. Dr. Kurt Poppenfuss is an ER doctor in rural Cheyenne County. He says the move gives doctors an additional argument they can make to the hesitant.
The federal government says, you know, it's approved. It's not experimental anymore. That will give us more clout in a way to say, well, you know, it's an approved vaccine. It's just like all the other vaccines that have been approved.
One recent national poll found a third of those who are not vaccinated would be more likely to get the vaccine once it won full federal approval. A Colorado veteran has been trying to evacuate two interpreters he worked with during his time in Afghanistan. He spoke with CPR's Paulo Chalceda.
John Garvin was deployed to Afghanistan in 2009 as an Army intelligence officer. When the country fell to the Taliban last week, he contacted two Afghani interpreters he knew trying to evacuate the country. One of them has an American green card and was able to escape to an Air Force base in Germany. The other remains trapped in Afghanistan with his wife and two kids. Garvin says officials aren't communicating with citizens enough.
But it's just a colossal black hole of information right now. You know, we send it in, and then it's just radio silence after that.
Garvin has been working with people at the State Department and Representative Jason Crow's office to assist the interpreters. I'm Paulo Chalceda, CPR News.
You're listening to CPR News. Fort Collins is at 92 degrees and fair right now. Tonight, the low will be 56, slight chance of rain in the evening. Stay tuned.